Wet land interconnectedness. A wet land ecosystem is built on interactions between the plants and animals that live in the wetland. Those living things are all connected and depend on each other to survive. While a wetland has its own ecosystem, it cannot survive in isolation. It is connected to the land and waterways around it. Useful words: biodiversity. Many different types of plants and animals. Bio equals biological, living, and diversity equals variety. Ecosystem, the interactions between plants and animals within an environment. Habitat, place where plants and animals live. Interdependence, depending on each other, mutually connected. Niche, the role of an organism within its natural environment that determines its relations with other organisms, for example, its position in a food chain and food web. Producer, a plant that makes its own energy from the sun through photosynthesis. Consumer, animals are consumers because they cannot produce their own energy. Food chain, an arrangement of organisms in a community according to which organism is eaten or eats another. Food chains always start with a plant or plants. Food web, a system of food chains linked to one another. Within Ōtu Whārākai. Within Ōtu Whārākai, the animals and plants occupy ecological niches, and they are dependent within that niche on their surroundings to provide food. This can be represented by a simple food web, which shows the feeding patterns within the wetland. Solar energy is converted into plant material by the producers at the bottom of the food web. This energy is passed on to consumers and eventually to the top predator in the web. In the case of Ōtu Whārākai, this is the abundant bird life which occupies the lakes. If any part of this food web is threatened, the whole environment around that part is also threatened. A simple food web for a New Zealand wetland. You could identify what lives in a wetland near you and create a similar food web for it. Between wetlands. At first sight, it may appear that Ōtu Whārākai is an isolated wetland ecosystem, and in many ways that is true. However, Ōtu Whārākai is home to many migratory birds. These birds form a link between wetlands locally, nationally, and internationally. Birds that make their home for part of the year in Ōtu Whārākai are likely to seek out wetlands as stopover points as they migrate between their feeding and breeding grounds. These en route wetlands are critical as they provide feeding and resting places, which enable the birds to continue their migratory journey. Conservation of wetlands is therefore a global as well as a local issue. You could do further research on birds using New Zealand wetlands as part of their migration.